for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there, so if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United's service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort. Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Simon.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I'd love a last-minute getaway, but what about the pups?
How about Southpaw's Dog Plantation? They're just outside of Montgomery, a mile off 331. It's a 32-acre site where they can run and play all day in securely fenced pastures and rest at night in a renovated horse barn complete with air conditioning and insulation. Call them, honey. They're open 24/7. 334-324-8769.
The alternative to traditional boarding. Southpaw's Dog Plantation. 334-324-8769. Online at southpawsdogplantation.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of severe weather is now moving out of the area. The threat of showers will continue into the evening hours. Continued windy as well. The overnight low temperature 49. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, but not zero. With a high temperature in the upper 60s, we could see an isolated shower, then a better chance of rain on Sunday night. There will be more rain in the forecast from time to time, Monday through Wednesday. Rainfall amounts could be locally heavy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. What a crazy, crazy world we're living in now, folks. Australia, all the wildfires. We're getting the same weird anomalies over there that we got in California. What I'm talking about are hulks of buildings and cars just burned out with trees standing nearby, untouched. How's that possible? In a direct energy weapons. Now, they've arrested 183 people over there, majority of them oddly enough, Muslims for starting the wildfires, but it doesn't make sense to me how cars, same thing happened on 9/11, cars are just burned out hulks while flammable material nearby is untouched. That doesn't make sense unless you're using some exotic type of weapon systems. Postman, what do you know about direct energy weapons?
Well, for one thing, I know they're they're very powerful weapons, and then they've been around for thousands of years. You know, because they, because the primordial human element, the ones that weren't actually born on planet Earth, they've been traversing space. You know, for millions of years. Space travel is really really old, folks, and we've got to come to grips with that. And I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine being out in space without weapons on your vessel? You know,
I can't imagine being in space. So,
well,
the question doesn't apply.
I can't. I got a feeling I've already been there, but you know, that's another story.
But well, and if you look at the Bible too, you can see some evidence of direct energy type weapons: the Ark,
right?
The trumpet of going around the walls of Jericho and using that
frequency.
Acoustic energy to topple the walls.
Yeah, that's true. Frequency weapons.
Yeah, they actually used that to bring down the walls of Jericho. I mean, can you imagine how thick those walls of Jericho were?
Stone, very thick.
Well, they said they were so thick that you could run two chariots by side.
Yeah, side by side.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, same thing with the walls that were around, Babylon. You know, they were built in that style.
Wow.
But the thing is, yes, that was a direct energy weapon. And they actually used it to topple those walls.
Well, and if you think about Sodom and Gomorrah, I mean, that sounds very direct energy type of a weapon that God unleashed on those two,
boy,
those two cities.
Boy, howdy, did he ever. Yes, he did.
Yeah,
that's very, very true. It's weird, you know, and Ecclesiastes says there's nothing new under the sun, and I believe that. Everything's happened before. I mean, did you ever think we would ever read the headline that we're about to invade Iraq again? This is unreal, what's happening now. What about all the depleted uranium that we fired, and all the Iraqi kids are being born with, you know, three legs, no eyes, no ears, weird. It's just causing all kind of birth defects, and we're sending our GIs back over there? I don't think that's a very good idea. We need to get the hell out of the Middle East, in my opinion. But as Postman pointed out earlier, we can't, because that's the epicenter for everything that's happening in the world. You know, they used to say it's oil. Well, we have to be actively engaged in the countries in the Middle East because that's where our oil comes from. Well, not anymore. We supply our own oil. So why are we still playing around with the Middle East? Because the Bible says, and apparently everything that's happening dictates that that is the epicenter of everything happening.
Yes, it is. And like I mentioned, you know, earlier, you know, we were off mic. And I was telling Terry the reason why
I don't remember Mike.
things are going on over in the Middle East, why it always
always something going on.
A burdensome stone and a pot of trouble. That's always
pot of
story.
Trouble. Yeah. I like that. That's exactly what it is.
And is because that's where everything began.
Yeah.
That's where everything started.
Well, that makes
over there.
Sense, because the first thing our troops did when we went over there initially was raid the museums, get all the antiquities.
Right. Well, and you postulate that America is the new Babylon.
We are.
So if that were the case, we have to be in the Middle East the end times to come.
Good point. Yeah, that makes sense. And everything started over there. The incursions from elsewhere, everything goes back to the Middle East, right?
Right. Yes.
Jason, I'm interested in your take on this because you've been really quiet tonight except for they turned the frickin' frogs gay. But other than that, you've been really quiet. What's going on, man?
Well, y'all are all saying what I'm thinking, so.
Well, you're welcome to say it too, you know.
Well, there's no need to repeat what's already been said.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
I mean, we can do reruns another day.
Yeah.
Jason is a true believer of let your yes be yes and no be no.
Ooh. Look at you over there all postulating on
true
everything
that.
Over there. Well, look, believe it or not, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has authorized workers on Rikers Island to give all departing inmates gifts. We're talking $25 debit cards, tickets to Mets games, that's probably a punishment, free transit passes, movie tickets, and gift cards. Yeah. Although he originally touted these gifts as an incentive to get people to show up to court, they're now being bestowed upon all exiting criminals. As many as 15,000 inmates are expected to rake in the prizes supplied by the incentive program. I'm sure they really, people in New York really appreciate the tax, various tax increases and what they're doing with that money. Speaking of that, the occupational tax here in Montgomery, I normally don't talk about local stuff, but I think I can speak for everybody listening that has a lick of sense when I say that when they can show me that they're properly spending the money they already take from me in a wise and prudent manner, if they can show me that they're doing that and they still need more money for teachers and all that, I'll give them money. But I think they're wasting a boatload of money and they don't deserve any more money yet.
Recycling center.
Something. We got to do something.
That is a tax boondoggle, that recycling center.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yes.
Somebody's got their hand in them.
If 84 is listening, I'm sure he'll call in. And
he's not allowed to call in.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Water park.
Sorry, he chose poorly. It happens.
Don't forget, they're going to spend all this millions of dollars on a water park.
What? I thought we already had a water park.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about, yeah, over there on the... When I worked at the other store that's in the same business that Adams Motorsports is in, we used to go over there. We called it Sports Acres. There's that little lake. We'd go test jet skis over there. That was fun. And then a lot of crime started happening. People, cars getting stopped, girls getting raped. Some really bad stuff started happening. But
great place for a water park.
Yeah, really. The only reason that they're going to do that, that all started when we wanted draft beer. And the only way you could get passed was the delegation of blacks said the only way they would pass that is if they designated like $6 million for them to build a park over on that side of town. So to get draft beer, they gave them $6 million to build their park. That's where that came from.
What's wrong with the beer we got?
Well, that's exactly. It drinks pretty good, don't it? Alvin, an embarrassment to everybody everywhere homes. Well, at least he's not there.
Oh, yeah. Anymore. I think they also have appropriated some millions to do the renovations on Garrett Coliseum.
Well, it needs something. Needs it.
Yes.
Because, you know, we did the arena cross. We tried to schedule it where it wouldn't be 150 degrees, but it was still pretty dadgum hot in there with all the bikes and people.
Oh, yeah.
Chelsea Clinton, you know, the Satanist that wears the upside-down crucifix around her neck, former first daughter. She's made $9 million in the last 8 years while serving as a board member for the IAC Interactive Corporation, which is a media and internet investment company that has an ownership stake in 150 well-known brands like Vimeo, Match, Tinder, Daily Beast, Investopedia, Angie's List, and Home Advisor. In October 2018, she reportedly was paid $6.6 million for joining their board. However, it was unclear at the time exactly what her role was. Imagine that, folks. They are looting our country, and they are letting their kids loot our country. They are stealing us blind. All that illegal tax money that they're taking from us, and there's no law that says we have to pay income tax. Try not paying it and see what happens. There's no law. It's a voluntary tax. That's the truth. Look it up. But they're taking that money, and they're looting it. They're stealing it from us. This country, if they would get out of the way and let capitalism run and stop all the regulations and red tape, we would be unstoppable. But we got to get God back in this country. That's the only way.
Amen.
They're not going to do it. They are not going to do it because they worship the other God with the little g, the one who wants to put his throne above that of the Most High. We're talking Satan, formerly known as Lucifer when he worked for Creation Incorporated. This is Clearing the Air with another short break, 3 minutes. My name is Terry Adams. I am an egomaniac. What am I, an egomaniac?
With an inferiority complex.
That's it, inferiority complex. I'm also losing my memory, my ability to remember. We'll be back. I can remember that. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I gaze through the glass at Rambler, wild gambler, that's all in the past.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark, or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me.
Welcome back to the program. You know, I like Gordon Lightfoot's Christmas stuff. It's really good.
I just like Gordon Lightfoot.
When he did that song, they said he rode around with his guitar until he found a vacant house. Then he went inside and closed all the doors and sat down in the den and played that, strummed that out on his guitar and sang it. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, didn't he make that song record at Evan Fitzgerald?
He did indeed.
Yeah, okay. That was his big hit.
I'm going to say this right quick.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a documentary on that, a real-life documentary of it, when you know, Evan Fitzgerald...
Sunk.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it hit that rogue wave, hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't finish it, man. I mean, it is. Oh my goodness!
Oh,
it's a disaster.
Ooh, yeah,
man. I mean,
they had so much iron in their hold that it messed up their navigation system.
That makes sense. That documentary was done so well, it brought tears to my eyes. I couldn't finish watching it.
But Lake Erie is so cold to begin with.
Yeah.
That you just, I mean, there's no way to survive an accident in Lake Erie.
No, just like the Titanic, you had how long did you have when you hit the water? Maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Or hypothermia and you're dead.
I mean, just think, they had 15 more miles to go. They could have made, Whitefish Point.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it was. 15 more miles.
Wow. Well, folks, I found this article. We all know about Soleimani and Trump sending, I guess, a drone. Have we decided yet? Have we found out if it's a drone or a missile that hit him? I'd heard it was a drone, then I heard it was a missile. Who knows? So should he have been taken out?
Doesn't matter. He's dead.
That's true. Was he, like Osama bin Laden, hidden away in a mountain somewhere where his movement's so stealthy that even our intelligence apparatus couldn't track him? No. Matter of fact, for years he's left his bloody footprints on terror acts across the Middle East, flush with cash from our infamous President Obama's $150 billion in small bills. Money drop. He had all the resources he needed to keep on killing Iran's enemies. He was arrogant and powerful and our number one enemy in the Middle East. So why wasn't he worried about being taken out as the other terrorist leaders have always been? Israel had him in their sights back in 2015. They had been tracking him and waiting for the right opportunity. According to the Kuwait paper of record, Al Jazeera, with Soleimani's days truly numbered and Israel's finger on the trigger, President Obama notified Iran of the imminent assassination. Imagine that. Soleimani slipped the noose and continued his reign of terror for five more years until President Trump terminated his life just a few days ago. Well, here's the interesting thing. Was he a U.S. asset? Why else would the Obama-Bush deep state protect him? It is believed that he was agency, working with the agency, and that wouldn't surprise me.
And there's pictures of him with...
all the Democrats.
Right.
Yeah. They're okay, if we're going to draw... Let's draw outsides here. Let's figure out who's who. Okay, bad guys, deep state, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. Basically, all your Democrats, all the intelligence agencies are, for the most part... Because the CIA, there's different factions. There's actually a loyal, patriotic faction that's trying to do the right thing because they love America. But then there's the other part, and I believe it's the part that Project Paperclip created when they brought in all the ardent Nazis after World War II that want the New World Order. They want their control system. They're the bad guys. They're in cahoots, using a technical term, with the Democrats. They're kind of all in, lumped in this together. They're the bad guys. Not all Republicans are good guys. I wish we would drop this dual-party system because it's BS. We need to know whose side they're on. We need to know if they're for America or if they're for their global New World Order.
Well, I got a quick way that we can do that.
Tell me.
Stop paying them.
You better believe it.
Make them have 9-to-5 jobs. Go back to the way it was a century ago where they came and did the people's business once a month for a couple days. And make it that it's a privilege and an honor to serve and not a stepping stone to becoming a millionaire.
I agree. And I think also, Nate, they should be audited. They should be audited when they go in, just know what their net worth is. They should be audited when they come out. Because so many times they've gone in being worth, say, $300,000 or $400,000, and they come out being worth $15-20 million.
Obama.
How does that happen? Exactly. How does that happen?
Hillary.
Yeah, because they get insider trading, they get all this, you know, that they have information that allows them to manipulate the system and make tons of money. It ain't right. It ain't fitting.
Well, and what's becoming more and more and more obvious is they set up these charities, they set up these foundations, and then people close to them go and work in foreign countries or work for lobbying firms,
and
they get the money that comes in. And then they go and donate into the foundation.
Exactly.
And it's less taxable than a normal person's salary.
That's
would
right.
Be.
They go over there and they tell, I don't know, say Syria. Well, you know, we've got $15 billion in relief that we're looking at giving you, but, you know, we're not so sure we're going to do that. However, if you can give the foundation, say, I don't know, $10 million, I think I can get that pass for you. What do you think's going to happen? They're going to give the dude $15 million or whatever. He's going to stick it in the foundation, and he's going to go to the corrupt ones high up enough in the food chain to get that money sent. It's corruption.
That's exactly why they're trying to impeach Trump, because...
He knows he's going to expose this.
Because
right?
The whole Ukraine thing is... It's all about favors and...
It's crooked as a dog's hind leg.
And the flip side of Soleimani is that... They think that they're putting these terrorists in places where they can do what they want, the deep state wants. And so then they curry favor with these terrorists, these Iranian statesmen, these Iraqi statesmen, these Saudi statesmen, thinking, you know, we've appeased them. Mm-hmm. That if we treat them like humans, they will see us as their equals.
Yeah.
Most Muslim militants... Don't believe that. They're playing you for a fool.
Because
you are the infidel.
That's right.
And so they are going to play you like that. It's much like the fable of the tiger. You know, the mouse is feeding the tiger and currying favor with the tiger, and then one day the tiger attacks the mouse. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, I fed you.
Because I'm a tiger.
That's right. You can't change what you are.
Right.
Well said. Well, that 20, something you want to say, Postman? You slid up to the microphone. You sidled on up there like you were about to say something.
I
noticed that.
I just got an idea. Just had a...
Uh-oh.
small idea.
Do we need to close the window?
A revelation.
Yeah, I conjugated his name.
You what?
I conjugated Soleimani's name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but go ahead. You congregated it?
Conjugated it. Yeah. It means he broke it down into its root forms that have further meanings, much like you do in the Bible.
Well, guys,
in the
I'm
original
out of here.
Hebrew.
Y'all enjoy your program. Y'all are way over my head. I don't know what you're
For example,
about.
Like in Hebrew, Jesus' name means?
Yeshua.
Yeshua means?
I don't know.
Listen to this.
What does it mean?
We'll get back to that.
All right. Soli has various meanings, but the meaning I was looking at was the one that that caused him to actually be able to do what he does, and what it means is a
what you're talking about, man.
It is a muscle. It is a muscle in the calf, in the calf that actually. It'll actually help you keep your foot flat on the ground, okay? All right, and that, in so many words, it helped them locomote. In other words,
locomote.
Yeah,
now that's right. A word for you.
And
money.
Yes, money. All right, it's an Iranian leader. It's an Iranian leader.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And of course, it was a.
Here he comes now. Money.
He's from antiquity also. That Iranian leader is. He was a real leader.
Okay.
So henceforth, you know, his name Soleimani. You know.
Okay. I don't understand a word you just said, but okay, that's cool.
By the way, Yeshua means salvation.
It should mean salvation.
No, it does mean salvation.
It should. I'm all about that. Works for me.
But you know, if you look at it, he was the muscle of
he was their main dude.
Yeah, of Iran's military.
Yes, he was.
And the intelligence.
Yes, and I believe he was working with the agency.
Right.
I really do. Well, you know, it wasn't just that 2015 warning that Obama gave him that kept him alive. According to U.S. Representative and former CIA analyst Elessa Slotkin, which is an interesting name. Both the Bush and the Obama administrations allowed him free rein. They refused to take him out, despite the hundreds of American lives that he has cost us. Matter of fact, she made the following statement. As a former Shia militia analyst who served multiple tours in Iraq and worked at the White House under both Presidents Bush and Obama, and later at the Pentagon, I participated in countless conversations on how to respond to Soleimani, whatever his name is, violent campaigns across the region. If you worked on the Middle East over the past 20 years, you dealt with the growing organization and sophistication of his covert and overt military activities, which have contributed to significant destabilization across the region. I watched friends and colleagues get hurt or killed by Iranian rockets, mortars, or explosive devices that were provided to Iraqi proxies and used against U.S. forces under Soleimani's guidance. We watched as his power increased and he brought strength and capability to groups in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen, and to smaller cells around the Middle East and the world with devastating consequences. We watched what can only be described as a cool war taking place quietly under the surface of the public eye. What always kept both Democrats and Republican presidents from targeting him was the simple question, was the strike worth the likely retaliation and the potential to pull us into a protracted conflict? The two administrations I worked for both determined that the ultimate ends did not justify the means. However, the Trump administration made a different calculation.
I don't believe that for a second. I believe all of that up until the end of why they didn't pull the trigger on him sooner.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
I believe they didn't pull the trigger sooner because it kept the war machine moving.
And that's money for the deep state.
Yes. That's right.
Did you know 5 people in the Pentagon quit right after Trump did that? 5 quit. Mm-hmm. Now, why did they quit? Did they get mad because he finally went after an asset that they knew was an asset?
No, because they were next. Not to be killed, but they were the next to fall.
Oh, okay.
So better to resign early than to be the next domino to fall.
We shall see.
So he was the muscle.
Yes. Yes, going back to what you said I didn't understand. Yes, he was the muscle.
Yep.
But now he's... Now he's not the muscle. Now he's dead. That's a good thing.
He'd be here.
Yes, yes, yes. I love this. I love the talking heads. Life during wartime. Is that this? I think things is
once in a lifetime.
Oh, once in a life. Okay. Yeah. I like Psycho Killer's probably my favorite Talking Heads song. It's a good song. You know, these people are extremely intelligent. They're all Ivy League educated. Decided to make music. It's amazing what people can do. Folks, you're listening to Clear and Air. It's a show that I started some 5 years ago. I am your host, Terry Adams, of course, the incomparable postman's with me, young Jason Johnson. And producing the show tonight is my friend from Georgia, Nathan Hicks, and we will be back in 5 minutes. Come back with us.
Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by five whole years, and allowed him to skip two mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. And welcome to 2020, and welcome down here to the river and join us for some good eating, some good times, some good music. Let me get right to the music. We're going to send off Skylar Softly in the 99th degree down here Sunday afternoon. We're going to send them up to Memphis. They're on their way to the International Blues Challenge, all right? They're winners of the local challenge up in Birmingham. We're going to send them off with some good times. So come down here and join us Sunday at 5 o'clock and check out all the good times. Meet Skylar. Here's some killer blues and bring in 2020 eating some good seafood. We also cook up a killer ribeye. My man in the kitchen gets tired of me talking about it. He said too many people eating all them ribeyes, but he's good on the grill, good on that ribeye. And come on down here, we also got that fresh amberjack, getting some snapper and grouper, some yellowfin tuna in, swordfish. We'll get a little something you like and shucking those fresh oysters, man. You got a professional oyster shucker right here, shucking them good and clean for you. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. Go to the Facebook page, see what's going on. Y'all get down here soon. Come hungry. We've been missing you.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of severe weather is now moving out of the area. The threat of showers will continue into the evening hours. Continued windy as well. The overnight low temperature 49. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, but not zero. With a high temperature in the upper 60s, we could see an isolated shower, then a better chance of rain on Sunday night. There will be more rain in the forecast from time to time Monday through Wednesday. Rainfall amounts could be locally heavy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Yours is a heavy burden, sir. Yes, it is a heavy burden. Welcome back. Speaking of burdens, welcome back to the program. We have a call. We have Bo.
We got Bo on line
on
one.
On the telephone. Hello, Bo.
Hello. Can y'all hear me? Hello.
Bo, are you there on the phone?
I'm here. They must not have
punched Mr. Burns. I think of Robert Bentley, former governor.
Did he?
There he is.
There he is. Hello.
Did he punch the right button?
Yes, we're listening to you now.
The producer needs to figure out which buttons are where to push.
Well, we don't have any lights in the button, so it's hard to tell if it's pushed.
Okay. Well, at least you got a good producer there tonight.
Best. We got the best.
The best. Hey, this is... I wanted to call my favorite talk show in Montgomery, Alabama.
Well, we'll hold on while you do that, as long as you call us back. When I hand out checks to some of my employees, you know, I'll come up and I'll say, okay, this is the time where we show our appreciation to those who really go above and beyond and work hard and really deserve this. So I'm going to go give them their check, and when I get done, I'll bring you yours back.
That's beautiful.
Sometimes they appreciate it, and sometimes they don't.
Y'all got a wonderful round table there tonight.
Well, it's kind of oblong, but okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to hear all the voices there tonight.
Me too.
I'd like to make a suggestion, Terry. I don't know if you could do a whole show on it, not 4 hours, but maybe a dedicated hour or more to it, just to have one of your, or both of your, some of your people there, you know. Or,
my posse?
To interview you on your how you became a non-successful entrepreneur and about your testimony. I think we all would like to hear that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I could do that, but I'll try.
And then also kind of interview Postman for an hour or two on just otherworldly what's going on in the other planetary systems that he's aware of, and things that a lot of people out there have never even heard of.
It would take at least an hour or two for that.
Yeah, that's something we need to tape off air and then play it.
I think it'd be a beautiful thing.
A beautiful thing. Wow.
Yeah. I think, and Jason, too. I mean, I'm sure Jason...
Poor Jason. He's just sitting over here.
Homeschooled. The only homeschooled person I think I know personally, but
Jason,
I think that's a beautiful
thing. Jason was homeschooled?
Thing.
For a season. I did graduate from Lee High School when I got back, but, yeah.
You went to Lee.
For a season, homeschooled, and then we homeschooled my daughter.
That's good. It's a good thing.
For a while.
That's a beautiful smart thing. Girl.
We got her in a private school now. But
well, Jason, you're an entrepreneur also, aren't you?
I was. I gave that up.
Okay.
It was so stressful.
Uh-huh. Drive you
crazy. But you could still ask, pick Terry's brain on it and give your input on what you experienced while you was one.
True.
Terry is so humble that, he chagrins whenever anybody you know, extols, compliments, and accolades on him.
I don't like that.
I know you don't.
Well, Terry is going to invent an anti-gravity machine and is going to power the future. So y'all just hold on for that.
Yeah, it should be fun.
It's coming. Okay, here's why I called, but I did want to, get those.
I like the suggestions, Bo, I really do, and I actually I'm going to write them down as we speak, so you go ahead, and I'm going to type while you talk.
Okay, here's what I called for. I called to make some suggestions to some of the listeners out there. I seen a meme, and I posted it on my Facebook. The meme says, the more you research, the crazier you sound to ignorant people.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's a guy that emails me quite a bit that actually played football for Bear Bryant at Alabama, and that's what he told me. He goes, people, the farther you down the rabbit hole you get, the more people are going to start calling you names and crazy, but keep going. So, yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
Yes, sir. And I wanted to make some suggestions for some people to, if they're into research, like most of us are.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube. One of the people's You Are Free TV. When you go on these links, these YouTube sites that I suggest, there is a button on there or a thing you can click where it says more. And this is where the people share their links and their, where they get their information.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it opens up a portal of info. Ooh, cool. That you can really get into some deep research.
Yeah.
So click on that more and watch the videos and go to the links that the people that I'm going to tell you suggest. You Are Free TV. I just mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
George Webb. Mm-hmm. That's where some of You Are Free TV gets their information.
Okay.
George Webb. But he's really, you could, matter of fact, if you have a time to dedicate, say, 5 minutes of one of his videos, mm-hmm. one of his most recent videos, just 5 minutes, go on YouTube, George Webb, and play 5 minutes of it. I believe it'll really okay. bring some insight. And there's another one, and this is called And We Know News. And I don't know if y'all know Mark Taylor, but he's the one that suggested that YouTube site.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing Polly.
I've heard of
just
him.
Yeah, Just Informed Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Destroying the Illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Praying Medic and Prophet Mark Taylor. Those are some of the people that I watch routinely, me and my wife.
Good.
And it's just, it's real good information. You were talking about earlier some of the funding, the Hillary Clinton Foundation, Clinton Foundation,
right,
and all these. But I was listening to one of these research people that I listened to, and they said that this money that our country is sending to these foreign countries, the deep state operatives, our politicians in Washington are using that money to set up these leaders of these foreign nations to do their bidding.
I can see.
And this guy that they just took out, one guy calls him Salmonella.
Yeah.
they said that they were fixing to set him up. The deep state was fixing to set him up to be Iraq's leader.
Oh, wow.
The leader of Iraq.
Well, he kind of is. Militarily, he kind of is.
Yeah. I mean, he was the deep state's head man over there.
Yeah, heard that too.
In operation. Think about John Kerry going over there and dealing with Iran. What is that law that he violated?
Man, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember. I know what you mean.
Yeah,
something Act, but I can't remember what it is. Logan Act.
Mm-hmm.
Logan
Act. That's right. So, I mean, we just hope and pray that some of these deep state operatives are going to be brought to justice.
Amen.
In Trump's administration, but before the fire gets cold, and we hope Durham and Barr do something and get the ball rolling with Amen. this investigation that's been going on for a while
Amen,
now.
Bo, I'm up on a break. You want to hold on or
No. I'm gonna roll it on over and let some more callers call and let y'all talk. Y'all doing a great job. God bless, and
same
we'll catch you down the road.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
See you. Guys, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Well, and you know, Bo, one second, though, but Bo brings up a good point. We have not given out the phone number.
272-9228, that number?
Yeah, 272-9228.
272-9228. Say it. Come on, everybody.
272.
All together. 272-9228. There you go, folks. No excuses. We'll be back.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Hey, it's Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. Are you having trouble reading, seeing road signs, watching TV? Don't worry, we can help. Call us today and schedule an eye exam. We now have two optometrists to meet your eye care needs. Dr. Larry Rogers and Dr. Greg Nelson are here to help you see the things you've been missing. Comprehensive eye exams, top-of-the-line materials, and excellent customer care. That's what we do. Call us today at 272-2115 or stop by 306 Coliseum Boulevard. Make seeing clear great again. Your eyes will thank you for it.
Ah, the Raspberries. Man, they came out of nowhere and just number one. Great, great band. Then they just disappeared.
You know, I wanted to say something about Bo's call. Because you touched on the callers and advising them on things to do, mm-hmm. but also was extolling your wonderful presence here. And I was thinking.
I didn't bring any presents. I was supposed to bring presents. Nobody told me. I didn't know.
It's Hanukkah.
Festivus.
It's Festivus for the rest of us.
That's it. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was thinking about this on the way over. You know, I've had the great privilege to kind of see behind the curtain
You're one of the few.
Being that I have worked for Terry, that he employed me at his business, and he considers me a friend. And I will say that what most people don't realize, without giving up the ghost and revealing all your secrets.
Thank you.
That most people don't realize how much energy and resources you put into this show. You do not get paid for this. This is not a free show.
No.
You expend a lot of time and energy to research and prepare. I know a lot of people out there think, you know, I could get on the radio and I could just talk and for 4 hours, and it's not as easy as it sounds. I've tried it, filling in for you and other mm-hmm. people before, and it takes a lot of work. It's not just 3 hours on the radio or 4 hours on the radio. It's 8 hours worth of research. So I think Bo touched on that, and I wanted to take it that much further. And I think, you know, maybe an hour one night, it would be great to just hear the Terry story, if you will. Now, we have a caller on line one that Jason couldn't really get a name for, but let's see who we got on line one.
Just get your finger on the dump button.
Who's on line one?
Doc Colony.
Doc Colony.
Doc Colony.
Dichotomy.
Okay.
Yes. I'm going to make it short. And you and the postman have probably already done it anyway. But if you have not read The Pale Horse, Behold the Pale Horse.
Bill Cooper.
You've got to read that.
Behold the Pale Horse. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I've read it. I have it saved on my computer, as a matter of fact.
And there's one other, and you probably read it too. And he put it in the front of the book that it was fiction. It is not fiction. He did that to protect himself from Obama, but Glenn Beck wrote a book, The Overton Window.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever researched that?
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about. I've got it, but I don't remember that.
You need to Google The Overton Window.
Okay.
And you will see how the government has moved us to where we are. We accept things now that we would not have accepted 10 years
Absolutely
ago.
True, yes.
And they've done this through the Overton Window.
Gotcha.
And they all know what it means.
Yep. I'm looking at it right now.
And that's all I got to say, and y'all have a good night.
Thank you. Wow.
All right, well, we got Barry. We just had Bo last segment. We got Barry on line two.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Barry.
Hey, I think y'all got everyone there tonight. Doing a good show.
Thank you.
Yeah, you was, you know, I told you last week, you know, there was a show on that was a spinoff of the X-Files called The Lone Gunman.
Yeah.
And I saw it this past week. You know, this was aired in March of 2001, so it was 6 months before 9/11. And it was a scenario where, you know, the government that was controlling the airplane that was going to fly out into the World Trade Center. And,
so they were showing us what they were going to do.
And his buddies, you know, got unhacked at that time for him, you know, and they flew over the World Trade Center and, you know, hit the antenna of the plane.
Wow.
I mean, it was really good show. I mean, you know, it makes you wonder.
Yeah.
That some of these guys, you know, that did the writing, that Chris Carter and some of them, mm-hmm. something was going on.
Yeah, they knew. They knew. They had everything's planned way ahead, I believe. I really do.
Y'all know, like, there's over 50% of the people in the House Representatives there.
What'd you say, Barry? I couldn't understand you.
Oh, 50%, you know, in the people there in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's over 50% of them.
Barry, you got a pretty bad connection there. You keep jumping in and out. So, but please do call back later if you can. That's the bad thing about some of our listening area. Like when I lived out in Pentlala,
mm-hmm.
I just had a horrible cell phone.
In the middle of nowhere in Pentlala. I love it down there. It's weird because when Lynn and I, right before we bought the shop, you know, we always lived on the south side because I grew up down south of Montgomery. We just couldn't imagine living on the east side. We just couldn't.
And now I can't imagine living on the south side. It's weird how things just change.
You know, but he brought up something interesting, you know,
he
about the whole releasing of information, like I call it dripping. Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 writes books, and
yes.
he actually works in conjunction with NASA to release little bits of information
UFO
to the
stuff.
Public.
Right. That's right.
And I heard an interview with him that he said if people could see the dark side of the moon, it would blow their mind.
I'm sure it's full of structures.
Yeah.
God knows what else. And it's funny you mention that, because I've got an article when we get back from the top of the hour break. I don't know if I have time now to read it or not, but it's about NASA, what they know about Mars. You know, everybody remembers what's called the monument and the face on Mars. I bought the book that was written by Professor Hoagland, actually. And it's amazing because that, you know, NASA would have you believe that, well, that's just a trick of light and shadow. Well, when they did a computer analysis, he took several different flybys from different directions of Mars, and he took that image. It has distinct depressions for the mouth and the eyes. I mean, everything's perfect. That is not a trick of light and shadow. That is a mile and a half wide and 2 mile high statue that they made on the planet Mars. And the stuff that I'm going to read you is talking about how NASA is just basically a BS agency. It's designed to keep us distracted from what Postman always talks about, what's really going on up there. And they say Mars has a very habitable atmosphere. Matter of fact, we could fly helicopters if we wanted to on Mars. It's populated. There's buildings.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. They have to keep us dumb. Because it's easier to deceive a dumb society than a smart society. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's really not. Now, Overton Window. Caller mentioned that. I've never seen that in anything Bill Cooper's written, but here's what it says. The Overton Window is a range of ideas the public is willing to consider and accept. Ideas a politician could successfully campaign on. I get rid of the two. The window shifts over time as it's subject to the trends of social thought and norms. All social reform movements have to shift the Overton Window to make progress. The concept of different races mingling in public, women voting, or animals having rights. On all these issues, the Overton Window has moved over time. Positions which once were viewed as unthinkably radical have become the prevailing wisdom. In other words, they're changing what we're willing to accept as being okay and not okay. And, of course, that's key to what they're trying to do, folks.
And that's how they control our reality, people.
Exactly, because your view, what happens, that's your reality. What you see, what you do, what you feel, what you experience is your reality. They want to change that. They want to manipulate that. That's what the mainstream media, which is one of their most powerful weapons, that's what they do every dadgum time you hear them. They're trying to control you.
That's the part of the matrix that they have total control over.
Absolutely. Because six families own 95% of everything you read, everything you hear. It's all totally controlled. I hope you get that. We'll be back in five.